What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is going to be a challenge. I am well aware of that. I know what this division's about. And this is exactly where we want to be. We're going to go after this thing, and it's going to take all of us in this room. It's going to take this locker room. It's nothing more important than that locker room and us serving that locker room and those players. All right? They need to understand that. They need to feel that from us every single day. And if we do that, the wins are going to come. The playoffs are going to come.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. There you heard the voice of Ben Johnson, the new Bears head coach. And we are delighted to welcome in John Shoup, the former Bears offensive coordinator, current head coach of the Nordic Storm, which I believe is in Copenhagen. Beautiful, beautiful Copenhagen. Wonderful town. And John joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you all?
Doing well.
You're doing great.
Great to talk to you.
Are you proud of one of your that you are credited with planting the seed, the kernel of a life as a coach, and Ben Johnson now head coach in the NFL? Are you proud of it?
Well, I'm sure happy for Ben. I'm really happy anytime, you know, one of the good guys, and Ben's one of the good guys, kind of gets an opportunity like this. He's a super person, super coach, and I'm incredibly happy for him.
So, John, take us back. You were on the North Carolina staff. Ben Johnson was a walk-on quarterback on the Tar Heel team, and you guys hit it off. What was he like as a player, and when did you know he was going to be a coach?
Yeah, it was kind of late in his career, and at that time, we had a freshman quarterback, T.J. Yates, and so I was just coming in, and Ben was a walk-on, but he was really competitive, really smart, just everything about him, you know, we all loved. It's just we were starting a new program, you know, we were a new staff there, and we decided, you know, to go with T.J. Yates, which I stand behind. T.J. had a nice career in the NFL and now coaches for the Falcons. But so Ben kind of became, you know, like a coach who was signaling. He was kind of, because at that time I was the coordinator and the quarterback's coach. And so, you know, I think the relationship between the quarterback and the other quarterbacks in the room kind of becomes close, kind of becomes intimate. And so, yeah, we became, you know, pretty close during that year, and he did a great job. I think even TJ would say it, did a great job kind of helping him navigate, you know, the nuances of a new offense. And TJ went on to have a great career at North Carolina.
I'm curious, John, what is it? What quality is it in a person that makes you believe they can be a coach, that makes you encourage them to think about that as an option in their life? I mean, by all accounts, this guy is a math major, a computer science major. It's just a different role to take on than you imagine for a football coach.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're right. Ben is highly intelligent, but he couples that intelligence with, you know, good common sense and great interpersonal skills. And in some ways, a coach is just a teacher. And I shouldn't say just, a coach is a teacher. And I think one of the most important traits that I look for in teachers and in coaches is an authoritative demeanor. And Ben has that. And it comes from, you know, knowledge. It comes from deep-seated knowledge of the game of football. And so his authority, you know, there's some coaches that, you know, I think are a bit of a veneer. You know, their knowledge of football isn't as deep as maybe some people think it is. Let me tell you something. Ben Johnson knows football inside and out. He's highly intelligent. He's an incredibly hard worker. But he couples all of that with just, you know, being a really good person, honest, hardworking. And perhaps one of the things I like, you know, most is everything Ben has gotten has been merit-based. I mean, you know, his family's wonderful. I mean, I live in Asheville, outside of Asheville right now, and his dad lives just down the street from me, and his sister is the assistant principal at the high school where I used to teach and my kids went. And so the whole family's wonderful, but everything Ben's achieved has been merit-based. There's no nepotism in this. And that guy's seen fire. He's seen rain in this profession and has really worked his tail off. And so I think that's where some of his authority comes from, that the people, coaches and players deeply respect.
John, I think in finding out as much as we can about Ben Johnson, reading stories, a couple different times I've seen him attribute this to you in terms of his offensive approach and the way that he has either devised game plans or put together playbooks. He says he learned from you this comment: you make this different look the same and the same look different. And you chuckle. Where did that originate, and why do you think he took that away from his time spent at North Carolina?
Well, I think, you know, deception and conflict of assignment and making the same things look different and different things look the same. Those are all good mantras to have when you're trying to devise an offense. And, you know, those are certainly mantras that, you know, from 2001, Jimmy Miller and Shane Matthews would say the exact same things. And when I got to North Carolina, you know, Ben says the exact same things. I guess that's, maybe pleasing that he's using some of the same mantras, but Ben's just really taken it to a different level. And, you know, he'd be the first one to say had the privilege of just working with a great staff and great players there at Detroit. But he put those guys in just unbelievable positions. And, you know, conflict of assignment, I think that Detroit has kind of become, or was over the last couple of years, as good of a play action team as there was. I mean, they could run the ball and play action pass down the field as well as anybody. And that's what making the same things look different and different things look the same. That's what it is.
I'm curious, John, when you watch him and you watch his offense, and he seems like a really creative guy, and they obviously were in the top
5 in scoring offense over the last 3 years, including this season when they were the highest scoring team in the league. Do you recognize some of the things he's trying to get done, or has he taken the things that you did to a different level?
Well, you know, he's certainly taken it to a different level. I mean, he has exceeded, you know, I would argue any play caller, you know, of his generation. What he's done the last 3 years is just, it's spectacular. And I'll also say it was fun to watch from year 1 to 2, 2 to 3, how they improved, how they build on things. That was really, you know, neat to watch. Of course, all coaches, not just I, all coaches recognize concepts. You know, all coaches could probably call the plays, you know, that the Ben had been calling the last couple of years. But the genius or you know, the tact, the ingenuity in it isn't just calling the plays, it's setting them up. And it is, you know, deception, making things look the same that are different, and different things look the same. And that's really what Ben has mastered. And, you know, it's one thing to be a great game planner. And I think, you know, I had strength as a game planner, but I don't know that I was the best play caller in the history of the world. I was good, you know, at times, and we were good when I was at Chicago. But I think Ben's really coupling good game planning with good play calling as well.
Talking with Don Shoup, who was the offensive coordinator for the Bears from 2001 to 2003, Coach Ben Johnson as a quarterback at North Carolina. And John, I just wonder, have you spoken or communicated with Ben since he got the job? And given your experience in Chicago, which had some success, and you also know what it's like to be in the middle of the storm and in the eye of the storm getting criticized and dealing with that aspect, will you give him any advice before he coaches his first game here?
I'm sure Ben and I'll talk, you know, at some point. Like I said, his family's right here in Asheville, and you know, I try not to bother him during the season. I text more with his dad and his sister, you know, as we watch every game. You know, he and I have texted back and forth, but, you know, Ben, he doesn't need any advice from me. He, like I said, he's seen fire and he's seen rain, and we've texted, and we'll, you know, I'm sure when he gets back to Western North Carolina, he and I will sit down, you know, on my front porch or, you know, meet somewhere like we have in the past. But I'm really happy for him, and Chicago should really be pleased, because he's got some mental toughness as well that will serve him well in that city. I mean, expectations are high. Mm. He knows that. And, you know, I could promise you there's nobody that's going to call into your show that has higher expectations than Ben Johnson does, and he can handle that.
John, I'm curious. You spent so many years actually working with quarterbacks, and you know what it's like to tap into what they can do, understand what they can't do. That's part of understanding a quarterback. I'm curious, when you think about his relationship and what he's got in front of him with Caleb Williams, how does that work? How do you build that? And, you know, you mentioned that you appreciated how he built from 1 year to the next when he was in Detroit. That's going to be something you know, obviously everybody wants it to work immediately. I think play action will help Caleb Williams. We haven't seen much of that this year, is first in the NFL. How will their relationship help improve Caleb's ability?
Yeah, so I've never met Caleb Williams, so, you know, I can't speak to his personality, but I can tell you Ben kind of gets nuance, kind of gets relationships. And like I said, he's just so smart, but has the common sense and interpersonal skills to match. He'll figure out what Caleb needs, and he'll be that, whether it's pushing some days, pulling other days, you know, putting an arm around you or smacking you on the butt. Ben gets it. And again, I think the thing he brings is just such authority to the position. I mean, he's had such a great deal of success. And the other thing I'll add, you know, and I think this is important, you know, Caleb Williams now has, from the outside looking in, again, I've never met him, but has had some tough times as well. I always worry about players or coaches that have never really experienced some tough times, you know, like coaches who have never really been fired. I worry about, they think it's all them, you know. I think some of the tough times that maybe Caleb Williams has had, in this past year, will actually serve him well moving forward. You know, that's where some real growth can happen. And I think Ben is just such a unique person that I think he's going to bring out the best in him. And I think Caleb could really bring out the best in Ben as well as a fan. I mean, heck, I'm sure anxious to see it. These two guys, I think, are a formidable pair. I really do. From the outside looking in, or at least half the outside looking in, this is a formidable pair.
John, not much of us in Chicago know Ben Johnson as well as you do. And so yesterday he appeared at House Hall. They sent out a clip that went viral. He was talking to the assembled employees at House Hall that were gathered around. And he really, I think, seized that moment. And he showed a side of him that we were curious to see. It was enthusiastic. It was energetic. He had a lot of charisma. A lot of questions exist when offensive coordinators take over as head coaches. You wonder if they can, quote unquote, command the room. How do you think Ben Johnson will command the room?
Well, like I said, everything Ben does is from authority. His knowledge of the game of football is deep. His knowledge has really, over the years, become wisdom. You know, players aren't stupid. They know whenever a coach gets up there and has a kind of thin idea of what the X's and O's are. If Ben is one thing, it's pure substance. It is pure substance. And I think players recognize that. And that's going to give him that authoritative demeanor that it just oozes from him. I mean, when you visit with this guy, you're like, holy moly, he knows what he's talking about. He's on point. And, you know, that to me is leadership, especially at that level. You know, there's nothing inauthentic about Ben. Authenticity, and when your knowledge is deep enough that it kind of is becoming wisdom, players are interested in listening to what you have to say. And I know when Ben talks, I listen, you know, so I think those players will.
You know, it's so wild, like the NFL and the way that it works. I remember when you were here, John, and you would be one of these coaches that would be in the office 24/7, and you developed like a close phone relationship with Sean Payton because you were both guys. I think he was at Dallas at the time. You were kind of up all night working on different things, and you meet people in the league, and you can communicate with them and develop relationships just because you're doing the same job and you're kind of working overtime at it. Is that kind of the way he rolls? Is Ben one of these workaholic guys?
Well, you know, those are questions to ask him. I can remember having conversations, you know, with Ben, you know, even on my front porch here in our farm in Western North Carolina. You know, he came about the job there with the Lions kind of similarly to the way I came about the job with the Bears, that he was an assistant on the staff. He called a few games towards the end of one season, then had to go through the interview process to kind of get the full-time job. And I had a similar situation. Gary Croton had left. I called a few games at the end of the season and had to go through the interview process. And I can remember Ben and I talking about that. And, you know, I don't give advice, but Ben, I can remember him saying to me, if you could do it all over again, what would you do different? And I said, I'd take care of my body. I said, I'm not sure that I was always at my best on Sunday or especially late in the season because I was grinding so hard. I said, I think sleep is a superpower. I think your fitness and stuff like that really matters. And I, as a play caller didn't always feel at my best on Sunday or late in the season. Now, again, that was a generation ago when people were, hey, that's what you did. If you weren't working 18 hours a day, did you really care? I think there's an element of working smarter and not harder now that it seems Ben, you know, is, you know, he's a fitness guy. He takes care of himself. Everybody grinds, and it's tiring. And believe me, nobody's going to work harder than Ben. I want to make that clear. But he also understands the game of football today is a game of endurance for players and for coaches. I got news for you. It's a long season. And, you know, I think he's been at his best when this team has needed him to be at his best. And, you know, that's, I think, the only advice. I don't know that it was advice. He asked me, what would I do different? I said, you know, I'd make sure I was at my best on Sundays. And that involved sleep and rest and taking care of my body.
John, quickly before I let you go, what is life like as a head coach of the Nordic Storm? What is head coaching like in the European League of Football?
Yeah, it's great football, actually. It's an amazing league. It's a 16-team league over 10 different countries. Jack Del Rio just joined our league as head coach in Paris. Jim Tomsula is the head coach in Rhine. You know, I'm the head coach of the Nordic Storm in Copenhagen, Denmark. You're exactly right. And I get to coach a high level of football. It's about like FCS, really good FCS level football, maybe, you know, small cup. We couldn't beat Ohio State, but we'd win that FCS, you know, championship. And it's getting better every year. It's getting better every year. And so this will be, I think, the fifth year of this league. And it's a high level of football, which I think is really fun, and I get to see Europe on someone else's dime too. So that's good.
That's great, John.
Great stuff, Coach. Really fun to catch up with you, and congratulations on your role in this too.
Enjoy this, John. Yeah, really
absolutely
great catching up.
Okay, nice to talk to you all.
That is John Shoup, the head coach in Copenhagen. That's great. Imagine that.